WPGW had some problems with their telephone connection from Marion Local several times during the broadcast. We have edited out the parts that were not part of the game.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country.
Basketball game, expecting a really nice game here this evening. Darian, Fort Recovery 9-3 and really playing really well right now. Marion Local, wow, they're 11-2 on the year.
Yes, so two good teams here. Nothing like Thursday night MAC basketball.
That is for sure. Unfortunately, the Lady Indians lost the junior varsity game 41-25. Grace Guggenbiller had 9 points to lead the team in that particular ball game. So we'll tell you more about that when it comes up to halftime here. Always honored to do a game with the guy who had an amazing punt in the state championship game. Or was going to be amazing punt.
Yep.
All right, here we go. And the tap goes to Marion Local to start the ball game. With it there is Sammy Holscher. She'll pass over on the right side. Down on the wing. And they tried to get it inside and threw it away. Fort Recovery will have the basketball, so there's a turnover on the Lady Flyers right off the bat. A little pressure going on here, Darian.
Yeah, it looks like they'll just clear it out, though, and Kira Wendell will bring it up. Also, congratulations to Kira Wendell. I just seen she committed to Edison State to continue her basketball and academic career yesterday.
Congratulations, yeah. Who else is going to Edison State?
I'm not sure.
We had somebody else that was headed that way. Holman on the right side. She'll pass over here to Paige Fortkamp, and it gets away and is picked up by Marion Local. Here's two easy ones. It's up and in. Turnover turns into 2 points for the Lady Flyers as Holscher gets an easy layup uncontested. It's 2-0. Marion Local takes the first lead here in the first quarter, which is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also in Union City, Indiana, and Burn, Indiana. Celebrating their 40th anniversary, that's Calp Pharmacy. Kiki Wendell will toss it in. Comes in to the left side to Vaughn, back to Kiki, back to Allie Vaughn. Out top it goes to Brenna Holman, right side to Paige Fortkamp. Paige has it knocked away, and Marion Local steals it again. Here's Holscher again, puts it up, missed it, no good. Rebound back up and in. Wow. That young lady is she is a good-sized young lady.
Yes, she had no problem right there finishing with a little contact.
Molly Winner. Here's a shot from the left side by Brenna Holman. It's no good.
Probably not the offense that Coach Gann was looking for right there. We had a one pass and a corner three from Brenna Holman.
4-0. Marion Local with the ball and with the lead here in this ball game. Again, Rob Weaver along with Darian Sheffer. Inside it goes to Winner, puts it up, and she got it again. Whitley Rammel was there, but Winner just too much. She can muscle her way inside.
It's going to be fun watching those two battle down there instead of tonight, and the officials are already letting them play a little bit with some contact, so I think it'll be fun.
Brenna Holman outside. Allie Vaughn down to Whitley Rammel, back out to Allie. Dribbles to the free throw line, stops, looks to pass it off, goes to Paige Fortkamp. On the left side to Kiki Wendell, drives underneath, and they're going to say a foul is called on Marion Local. Let's see who that is. Holscher. Sammy Holscher picks up the foul. You know who the star of this team is?
I know their point guard is supposed to be pretty good. The Pullman girl, also number 24, I know she's pretty solid. The Indians will finally get on the board there for the first time tonight and bring the score to 6-2.
Whitley Rammel hits a layup inside. 5:24 to go here in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Inside, it's up and good. Scoring for Marion Local. I think that was number 10. You can't tell with their ponytails.
Yeah, I know. A lot of long hair out there. Hard to see the numbers on the back.
Heidi Rethman was the Lady Flyer who put that in. Makes it 8-2 now. Lady Indians down by 6. We don't get too far behind here. Here's the ball. They say it was last touched by Marion Local. We might have got a break on that one.
I think we did for sure.
So Fort Recovery will toss it in here. Goes in to Whitley Rammel. Whitley hands it off to Brenna Homan. Brenna outside, passing over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes in the lane and lays it up and no good. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. It'll be 2 for Allie Vaughn. She had a nice drive there and actually probably should have got that basket.
Yes, I believe so too.
Allie steps up there, number 24. A senior on this Fort Recovery team. We've got a lot of seniors on this team this year. Here's the free throw up and good. That's her third point of the game.
A couple of hard seniors that are going to be real hard to replace next year.
Actually, first point of the game. And this one is also good. 2 points. Well, I don't know if that's I don't know what the score is. I think it's 8-4.
I believe so too. The scoreboard shows 8-24 though, so it looks like Allie got a 20-point shot.
Winner inside, she scores again. Molly Winter's been the big gun for them. She's got 6 points. It's 10-4 now here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter of play. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's game. Dr. Banna's office is on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Good luck, Lady Indians. From the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Christy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, now accepting new patients. And here is a foul on Marion Local. Olivia Demange picks up the foul.
Pretty good amount of fans in here tonight.
Yeah, really. It's about as large a crowd as I've seen.
I believe so. Same here.
I don't know what their restrictions were tonight, but Paige Fortkamp gets the inbounds pass to Allie Vaughn. Back to Paige. Paige free throw line. Right side to Brenna Homan. Whitley Homan. Back around the horn. There's Kiki Wendell. Passes to Allie Vaughn. Allie in the lane, shoves off, and there's a foul on Allie Vaughn. Yes, Miss Allie, unfortunately, you did do that.
Yep.
She doesn't argue about it.
Marion's defense is pretty good. They don't allow too many easy drives, and they play with their hands out. I'm really impressed.
3:53 to go here in the first quarter of play, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. And there's an offensive foul on Marion Local. They call that one on Alana Pullman. Or Elena.
Gives the ball right back to your Indians. 10-4 here in your Cal Pharmacy first quarter. 3:50 left to play.
Kiki Wendell with the ball across the timeline. Right side it goes to Allie Vaughn. Makes the drive to the hoop. Nobody there. Passes back out to Paige Fortkamp. There's her 3. Doesn't go. Rebound Homan. Oh, no good by Brenna. Rebound, though, Kiki Wendell. Inside to Whitley Rammel, and it's thrown away. It's thrown over her head and picked up by the Lady Flyers. We've got Molly Winter out of there right now. She's taking a rest. 10-4 score. Marion Local in the lead. Inside, Whitley Rammel blocks the shot. And Fort Recovery's Paige Fortkamp comes up with it. Here's Brenna Homan, right side. Back out top to Paige. Over to Brenna Homan. I'm sorry, over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki Wendell on the left side. She'll drive down. Feeds off to Allie Vaughn. Fires a 3 and got it. Allie Vaughn with a 3, and that gives her 5 points on the night.
Great shot by Allie there.
We needed that. That cuts the lead down to 10-7 now. Inside, it's blocked by Whitley Rammel. Rebound, Marion Local. Another block for Whitley. That's at least her second of the game. Right side jumper is no good by Marion Local. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Heidi Rethman misses that shot. Brenna Holman to Allie Vaughn. We're down to 2:24 to go here in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis right to your home. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. And here's one missed by Kiki Wendell on the right side. And Marion Local gets the rebound. Flyers have the ball, leading by three. There's one from the top of the key, no good. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel on the miss by Lindsay Koenig. I believe that's their athletic director's daughter, Dan Koenig's daughter.
Yes, I believe it is.
And Port Recovery almost threw it away, and they did. Going to go to Marion Local. Remember, if you're in need of handicap medical equipment, see your friends at Cal Pharmacy at their Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They have it all. Whatever you might need in handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. So someday when you get up there, you remember that.
I will. We had a substitution in for the Indians. The freshman, Mara Pearson, will replace Allie Vaughn and give Allie a much-needed break.
Mara Pearson's done a nice job this year. Here's a shot from the right side. Three-pointer no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Good defense there by Kiki.
Yes, it was, and she kind of bailed us out with that shot. It was not a very good shot. One pass and a three.
1:23 to go in the first quarter here from the hangar at Marion Local High School. Kiki Wendell on the left side to Paige Fortkamp. There's Brenna Holman with it. Now to Kiki. Kiara drives down the lane, lost the ball, passes over to Whitley Rammel. Paige Fortkamp with it. They're going to call her for traveling with the ball. Well, you would not remember, but they used to have a very small gym here before they built this gym years ago. It was a lot of fun when the... You have those little dinky gyms, and they're packed full of people.
That makes it fun.
Does indeed. And they pack this one pretty good. When,
yes, they do.
When conditions are normal. It's not a bad crowd tonight, actually.
No, it's not. It's actually a fairly good crowd. Well, she traveled right there, no call.
Stella Hillsman with the basketball. She'll try to pass down low to Stacy Holscher. No shot there. Back out it goes. Shot's no good by Stella Hillsman, and rebound for recovery.
Need a big shot here.
Here's Allie Vaughn in the lane. He's back in the game, and they're going to call a foul on Marion Local with 36 seconds to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Lindsay Koenig picks up the personal foul. Brenna Holman will, or Kiki Wendell will toss it in, I should say. Kiki looks for a teammate, goes out deep to Brenna Holman. Brenna with the basketball near the center circle, goes to the right, hands off to Mara Pearson. Fort Recovery trying to take the last shot here. Brenna Holman broke to
Brenna
the basket,
Holman.
And the pass was a little bit out of her reach, and it was last touched by Marion Local out of bounds. I think we dodged a bullet on that one.
Yeah, I believe so. It was a great cut by Brenna Holman. We just got to hit her in stride, and that's an easy 2 points.
Yeah. Kiara tossing back out to Brenna Holman. Holman at the center circle, right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn to Kiki. Wendell dribbling the basketball, goes to the hole, puts it up, and got it!
Surprised there was no foul there. That was a lot of contact she finished through. Nice job, Kiara Wendell.
That's her first basket of the ball game. And it's 9-10-9, a one-point game. And here's a two-point basket. Good at the buzzer. Hitting that shot for Marion Local was Lindsay Koenig.
Great shot there. Not very good defense there by the Indians. 5 seconds left, and they're able to get the ball all the way down to the floor for a wide-open 15-foot shot. The buzzer brings our score 12-9 at the end of one. Bad guys on top.
Yep, we'll be back in a moment. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery. Don't forget they're open later hours during the week, Monday through Thursday until 7 p.m. We'll be back with more from Marion Local in 60 seconds.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Calp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Calp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
Here at Marion Local, there's a shot missed by the Lady Indians. It's Marion Local with the rebound as we start the second quarter of play. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. And there's the ball tipped out of bounds. 12-9 is the score. Marion Local in the lead. Lady Indians cut it down to 10-9 at one time, but Marion Local getting that last second shot to end the quarter. Here's a shot from the right side. Three-point basket by Heidi Rethman. That gives her five on the night. Makes it now 15-9. She can shoot a little bit. She can indeed. We need a basket here. Kiki Wendell has the ball tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it's off Kiki.
I'm going to have to disagree with that one.
Going to give the basketball back to the Marion Local Flyers.
Need a big defensive stop here. Your Indians down 15-9. 7:10 left to play here in your K&L Tractor second quarter.
Rob Weaver here along with Darian Sheffer. Here's a shot inside. It's good. Heidi Rethman gets her seventh point of the night. Eric Catterley is our studio producer back at the radio station. We got Owen with forfreecoveryradio.com tonight as well. Here's a shot from the left side, no good by Kiki Wendell. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. And the ball is thrown out of bounds. Going to give it to Fort Recovery. I think Marion Local might have thought it might have got touched by the Lady Indians, but I don't know.
I thought it was a good call.
Got a timeout on the court. Timeout for Fort Recovery. Score 17-9. Marion Local leads by 8. We'll return in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's no such thing as an 8-point shot. Hopefully calm the Lady Indians down a little bit and we can come out here and get a nice set and an easy basket.
Hopefully indeed is the case. You're listening to Fort Recovery Girls Basketball here on J Country 101 Radio. Don't forget we have IU and Purdue on the other side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM tonight. And Fort Recovery with the ball tipped out of bounds by Marion Local. K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor for the finest in New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Right on. The Flyers are in a zone here, so the Indians will do what the zone wants you to do is just shoot threes out there.
Kiki Wendell misses the shot, a rebound, and we got traveling called on Paige Fortkamp. They say she fell to the ground with the ball and called her for traveling. Well, that was kind of a, I don't know.
So-so call right there.
Yep. You get those.
Yep, you do. Ball go back to the Flyers.
Score is 17-9. Marion Local leads by 8. Right side it goes, and here's a drive to the hoop. Whitley Rambo got her hand on the ball and knocked it away. Allie Vaughn comes out with it. Allie down across the timeline. Passing on the left to Kiki Wendell. Kiki goes to the hole
nice
and
job,
puts it in.
Kiara Wendell.
Kiki Wendell with her fourth basket of the night, or fourth point of the night, second basket.
Beautiful move by Kira right there. They've stayed in the zone. Kira attacked the gap, and no one closed in on her, so she kept going all the way to the basket with an easy left-handed layup.
17-11 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Fort Recovery down by 6. Here's a drive to the hole. Missed it. Whitley Rambo with the rebound. As missing that shot inside was Heidi Rethman. Here's Kiki Wendell on the left to Paige Bortkamp. On the wing, there's Allie Vaughn. Allie looking back outside to Brenna Homan. There's Kiara Wendell. On the right side it goes to Paige Bortkamp. Paige dribbling, stopping, passes over to Allie Vaughn. That was kind of an iffy pass. Give me a little heart stopper there. Allie with the ball, goes to the hole, stops and misses. Ball actually went off the bottom of the rim, or bottom of the backboard, and Marion Local came up with the rebound. That was Elena Holman with the rebound. Right side with the basketball. There's Stella Hillsman. She'll pass it off. Back to Stella Hillsman on the right wing. Way in the three-point line. There's a foul on Allie Vaughn. Allie tried to knock the ball out of Hillsman's hands. And
I thought that was kind of a weak call, especially the way everybody's been playing a little bit tonight. It's been a pretty physical matchup, and Allie got a little bit of the arm. Didn't really affect the play at all, but they're still going to get her with a foul.
Brenna Homan goes to take a rest, and Mara Pearson comes in for Fort Recovery. 17-11 score. Indians down by 6. There's a shot from the left side, no good. Winner is back in the game now, Molly Winter. Over on the right wing it goes. Bringing it out top is Holscher. Sammy Holscher, left side, back out top to Winter. Winter fires on the right wing. Holscher gets the ball back again, guarded by Kiki. Back out top it goes. There is Elena Pullman. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery on Paige Bortkamp. That's number one on Paige. She's in no trouble, but we're really early here. In the second quarter, 3:53 to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Marion Local puts the ball in play. Back outside it goes. Here's a shot from 15. It's missed by Alana Pullman. Rebound Fort Recovery's Paige Bortkamp.
You can really see who the Flyers want to get the ball to. They really want to get that ball to Rethman, who she's got 7 points on the night. So you can definitely tell they're setting a lot of screens for her and trying to get her open look.
Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Those new Endurance line of litter spreaders are built tough with poultry growers in mind, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's Allie Vaughn getting the inbounds pass. Oh, lost it, but picked it back up, and they're going to call her for traveling with the basketball. She is claiming that Marion Local knocked it away.
Yeah, I didn't really like that call either, but the way it goes.
So tossing the ball in here for Marion Local. It's going to be Molly Rethman. Here's Holscher with the basketball. Sammy Holscher across the timeline against Kiki Wendell. Holscher will pass on the left wing to Molly Rethman. Back out top it goes. There's Stella Hillsman with the ball. Out goes inside, back outside. There's a long two-point shot, good, by Lindsey Koenig, just inside the top of the key. Makes it 19-11 now. Lady Indians down by 8 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Into Whitley Rambo, good.
Great pass, Kira Wendell. Drove the basket. Whitley Rammel's man helped, and she found Whitley on the backside for the easy layup.
Yep, give Kiki the nice assist on that one. Marion Local with the basketball. Back out top to Molly Rethman. With the ball there is Lindsey Koenig. Here's she broke loose inside. Sammy Holscher scoring. Got the easy layup.
Looks like Brenna Holman fell down there, which caused that easy bucket.
That's her fourth point of the evening for Hosier. Fort Recovery with the ball. Brenna Holman with the basketball. Hands off now to Mara Pearson. Back out to Kiera Wendell, firing and missing. Rebounds tipped around. Sammy Hosier comes down with it for Marion Local. Dribbles it across the timeline. Fort Recovery down by 8. We need to make something happen here. We only have 2 minutes left in the first half. I'd like to be only trailing by 4 by halftime if we can.
That would be nice. There's a four shot there by Mary. Nice job. Indians come down with the rebound. Kira Wendell, she'll push hard for the Indians.
Elena Pullman off the back of the rim. Here's Paige Bortkamp. Oh, air ball. No good. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Stella Hillsman got that. Paige was unusually off on that one.
Right now, the Indians are working really hard on defense and getting stops like they need to, but right now just taking terrible shots on the offensive end. That girl has not left the paint the entire possession. They still don't call 3 seconds.
Atlanta Pullman misses a three-point shot. Fort Recovery got the rebound. Right corner to Paige Bortkamp. Back out top to Brenna Holman. Goes over to Kiera Wendell. Kiera with the basketball, looking to pass. Goes on the left side. Brenna Holman back outside to Mara Pearson. Paige Bortkamp gets it on the right, back out top to Mara Pearson, on the left to Brenna Holman. Here's Paige Bortkamp looking, goes down low to Whitley Ramel. They're going to call a foul on Marion Local. That was one that hurt us because
right.
Whitley Ramel had an easy layup on the play, but the foul was before the layup.
That's a time where we actually don't want the foul because we had an easy two there.
Yep, and we don't get a free throw because we're not the 1-1 yet. 21-13, Lady Indians down by 8 with the ball. Allie Vaughn in trouble, finally finds Brenna Holman out deep. Brenna dribbles the ball towards the center circle, hands off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn between the circles. Right-hand dribble, goes left, comes back right, passes over in the corner to Paige Bortkamp. Back out to Vaughn. She'll feed to Mara Pearson.
Nice
down
job.
The lane.
Ow.
Oh, it doesn't go down. Beautiful play, but it didn't go down.
Goodness gracious, I thought she got a little contact there.
20 seconds remaining here in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Hosier out front. Over on the right side, it goes to Hillsman. Back to Hosier. Down to 5 seconds. They got to do something here.
Yeah, they do.
Here's a drive by Hosier. It's no good, and that's the end of the quarter.
We lucked out there.
Yeah, that was she had an open shot. 21-13, Lady Indians trailing by 8 points here at the end of the second quarter. We trailed 12-9 at the first quarter, and now trail 21-13 after two quarters of play. Again, our second quarter sponsor was K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway portable grinder mixers available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They're the feed industry's gold standard. That's Artsway. And again, don't forget, when you need expert service on your farm equipment and your lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with more here at halftime right after we pause for this. Again, the Indians trail 21-13. Back here once again at Marion Local High School, 22-13 is the score. Marion Local in the lead, and there's a shot up and good by Hosier to make it 24-13. Fort Recovery trails by 11. Rob Weaver here along with Darian Sheffer. And again, the score at halftime was the Lady Indians trailing the Marion Local Flyers 21-13. And Paige Bortkamp with the ball. We need to get some points here.
Yeah, right now it looks pretty sloppy out of the halftime, which is fairly disappointing.
Once again, thanks to our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Your Case IH, or I should say your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment. They have a timeout called here. And Indians trail 24-13. Timeout on the court. We'll be back after we pause for this 1 minute commercial message.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen.
Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run!
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for hazards.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Here at the hangar, Fort Recovery having trouble getting it in, but it goes to Kiki Wendell. And now it's stolen by Marion Local. Here comes Hosier with the ball. Down and up and no good. Rebound comes to Marion Local. We got a jump ball call. Well, you can't accuse either team of not playing hard. They're out there battling away.
They're hustling around a little bit.
Lady Indians with the ball, trailing by 11, 24-13 here in the third quarter of play, brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, and there's a whistle and a foul. Let's see who that's on. Sammy Hosier picks up the foul, her second personal. Kiki Wendell will toss it in. Kiara looks for a teammate, goes out deep to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn at the free throw line, backs up, gives to Paige Fortkamp. Right side to Brenna Homan. Homan looking, back outside it goes to Kiki Wendell. Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will drive and it's blocked. Got it back though. Back out to Brenna Homan. Here's Kiki. On the left, there's Paige. Fortkamp on a three. It doesn't go. Air ball. That's the second time tonight that she's missed with an air ball.
Is. Goodness gracious.
She doesn't like this hangar, that's for sure. And Marion Local got the rebound. Lady Flyers leading here 24-13. Inside, it's blocked by Whitley Rammel.
Great block, Whit.
That's at least her third of the night.
I believe so.
And Fort Recovery with the basketball. Left side to Paige Fortkamp. In the lane, pops the shot. There you go.
There's her shot. Now she sees the ball go in, bring a little confidence back to her.
Paige Fortkamp, that's her first basket of the night, making it 24-15. Lady Indians down by nine. Here comes Marion Local. Molly Winter up and good, and she's fouled by Whitley Rammel.
That'll be a foul and one. That'll give her her fourth points of the night.
So a basket there for Molly Winter.
Brings our score 26-15 here in the third quarter. Who's our third quarter sponsor?
Our third quarter sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms third quarter, 4:43 left to play, and your Indians down 27-15. So a quick 12-point down now. Coach Gann's got a sub at the table. Looks like she just checked in. Mara Pearson came in to replace Allie Vaughn. Marion Local Flyers are putting a little pressure on. The Indians break it real nicely. Whitley Rammel is now trapped in the corner. And
foul on Marion Local.
Wow, we got lucky there.
So it'll be Kiki Wendell tossing it in. Heidi Rethman gets called for the foul. Kiki looks for a teammate. And it's knocked away. But Paige Fortkamp ends up with the ball. Back outside, there's Kiki. Kiara drives down the lane. Nope, she stops. Feeds back to Mara Pearson. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here's Mara driving about a 12-footer. No good. Rebound comes to Molly Winter.
Good shot. I like the shot. Didn't fall.
Just did not fall. 27-15 now the score. Marion Local by 12, and the Lady Indians need to start making some offense happen here.
Yes, they do.
They've had a very tough night on the offensive end tonight. Decent defense. In fact, the gals are working really hard on defense.
Yes, they are.
No offense to go with it. That should be Fort Recovery's ball. Yep. Dribbling it off her foot was Alana Pullman. Ball goes out of bounds.
Substitution for your Indians. Allie Vaughn will check back in. She'll give Brenna Holman a much-needed break. Marion Local still with a little pressure on. Allie Vaughn will clear it out, and she'll walk it up herself.
Listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Good again.
Looked good, just like the last two she just got. And Paige Fortkamp's with our Indians' first 4 points of the second half. We get her going a little bit. Be nice.
27-17, a 10-point lead, and Marion Local lost the ball. Oh, they saved it somehow.
Travel.
Yep. Molly Winter called for traveling.
She did. That's actually a really good call. She caught the ball underneath. A lot of chaos going on, and the official seen her shuffle her feet and try to get a, improve her angle for a shot.
Full court pressure here for Marion Local. Kiki Wendell will bring it up. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, check out the many job opportunities available from the Cooper Farms company. CooperFarms.com/join our team. Here's Kiki on a three. Doesn't go. Rebound.
Great
Paige
job,
Kate
Fortkamp.
Oh, doesn't
oh,
go
my
again.
Goodness, she missed it.
Mara Pearson got the rebound to Allie Vaughn. And
oh, my goodness.
She's going to be called for a charge. She did.
That was probably one of the easiest calls an official has ever had to make. She lowered her shoulder and she ran her over.
She's learning too much from her brother there.
Oh, man. That was great offense by the Indians, and Allie Vaughn lowers her shoulder, runs Marion over, and the official make an easy charge call. I believe that'll give Allie Vaughn her fourth foul of the night already in the second quarter.
Oh, my. 27-17 the score, and we have a foul called, and it's going to be on Mara Pearson. If you missed the halftime scoring again, at halftime, Kiara Wendell had 4, Allie Vaughn 5, and Whitley Rammel with 4. That was it. Only 13 points for the Lady Indians. Left side it goes, back outside. Marion Local with the ball. A big conference game here. Each team has just one loss on the year. Recovery 9-3, Marion Local 11-2, up and no good. Rebound Whitley Rammel, and there's going to be a foul called.
Great
on
job by
Marion
Rammel.
Local. Sammy Holscher picks up the foul. That's her third personal foul. That's good news. Wouldn't mind seeing her sit down for a while.
Yeah, no kidding.
And she does go out, and coming in back in is Heidi Rethman. So Mara Pearson will toss it in here for Port Recovery. Down comes Kiki Wendell. Over goes to Paige Fortkamp. Right side to Brenna Holman. Make you nervous,
did
it?
Yeah, it did. That was a long pass.
Mara Pearson gets the handoff. She'll pass down to Kiki in the lane. Drives and fires and hits.
Great job. That's just good offense right now. We're settling for the inside shots like we know how to do, and we're getting on the scoreboard.
Lead is down to 8. A timeout by Marion Local.
Great job by the Indians right there. They applied a little pressure, got a little trap, and forced Marion to finally use their first timeout of the game.
Here we are in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Enjoy 15% off Case IH and Kubota filters, $2 off cultivator sweeps. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send in your pre-orders so we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery trying to claw their way back in this game. It's 27-19. 8-point lead here for Marion Local, and they have the basketball. Heidi Rethman with it across the timeline. Right side it goes. There's Molly Rethman. Back out top, inside dude.
Get her out of the paint.
And they got a call, a foul on Whitley Rammel. They pass that ball inside to Lindsey Koenig, and Rammel fouled Koenig from behind. Cooper Farms, our very fine third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here's a shot up and no good by Marion Local. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Gives over to Kiki Wendell. Now we can carve it down to six.
Come on here, girls.
1:24 left in the third quarter of play. Back out top to Paige Bordkamp. Here's Brenna Homan. There's Kiki Wendell. Backs it up. Kiki looking for a teammate. Dribbles left, hands off to Paige Bordkamp. Bordkamp in the lane. Right side to Mara Pearson. Pearson looks for a teammate, goes back outside. Brenna Homan to Kiera. Left to Paige Bordkamp. Oh, almost lost the ball,
yes,
but got it back. Here's Kiki, right side to Mara Pearson. Thinks about a three, but doesn't shoot it. Here's Brenna Homan.
Great job, number 10, Brenna Homan, the senior with a big-time bucket right there.
Her first basket of the night makes it a 6-point lead, 27-21. Here comes Marion Local down to Koenig. Blocked out of bounds by Whitley Rammel, her fourth block of the night at least.
That was a big-time block right there. Saved an easy 2 points and allows her teammates now to set up in their half-court defense.
Indians back in this thing. They were down by a bunch, but now only trail by six. And tipped away by Paige Bordkamp. Oh, she lost the ball out of bounds.
A lot of contact, but they've been letting it go all night, so we got to learn to play through it.
Marion Local will get the ball out of Paige Bordkamp's hands. Here comes the inbound pass again. And it goes on the left side in the lane.
And Whit with another block.
Another block by Whitley Rammel.
And a great box out by Kira Wendell right there. That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, and Mara Pearson was standing on the sideline when she got the pass.
That's just unfortunate right there.
Out of bounds to Marion Local here. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's Brenna Homan almost stealing it. Knocked it away, but Marion Local still has it. Here's Heidi Rethman with it. Rethman on the right side to Molly Rethman. Tried to get it inside and knocked out of bounds by Brenna Homan. I don't know who she was passing it.
I don't either, and I thought Brenna was going to grab it. She just couldn't quite get her hands on it.
There was nobody but Fort Recovery in there where the pass went, but Marion Local gets lucky and gets the ball back. In the lane,
and
another block by Whitley Rammel. This time they're going to call her for a foul. Whitley Rammel called for a foul on the block. Going to be two shots coming here.
And she'll pick up her third foul, so yeah, it looks like they're going to have a sub coming in for her. Don't want her picking up a cheap fourth here with 13 seconds left in our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard.
Alana Pullman at the free throw line for Marion Local. It's up and it's good.
That'll bring Hope Wendell in. She will replace Whit Rammel, who has been working real hard in the defensive end for the Indians. So Whit will get a break, and I'm sure she'll check back in at the start of the fourth quarter. Holman will step back to the line for another free throw. It's up, and it rims around, goes out, and the freshman, Mara Pearson, will come down with the rebound. Indians ball with 8 seconds left to play here. Kara Wendell will get the ball. She'll drive. She'll go in for an easy layup. Right-handed layup, Kara Wendell. The scoreboard is at 2-1, and Marion won't even get a shot off, and your Indians are only down 5.
Rob Weaver and Darian Sheffer back here once again at Marion Local. Sorry about the technical issues tonight. I just love coming over here. Anyway, not much of a change. It's 34-28. Fort Recovery down by six. Here's Marion Local. Shots up and no good. Blocked there by Allie Vaughn. That's kind of scary with Vaughn.
Yeah,
four fouls. Fort Recovery with the ball. Mara Pearson missed the layup on the opposite side. Mara missed the layup on the opposite side. 3:30 to go in this game, folks. It's a 6-point game, 34-28.
We just can't seem to get past that 5-point hump.
Holscher with the ball. On the left side it goes. With it there was Alana Pullman. We got a timeout called. Timeout by Marion Local. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Only 3:16 left to go in the game. It's 34-28. Fort Recovery down by 6. Marion Local with the ball. We need some breaks here, Darian.
We do. And we got to put the ball in the hole.
Absolutely. Heidi Rethman will toss it in. Comes in to Hosher, Sammy Hosher. She'll work against Kiki Wendell across the timeline. On the left, it goes to Heidi Rethman. Back out top. There's Koenig with the ball. Over on the right side to Hosher. Hosher looking, dribbling the ball. Out top now. On the left to Lindsey Koenig. Koenig holds the ball and passes over here to Hosher. Let's see what Marion Local's strategy is going to be. Maybe they're just going to eat some clock here.
It looks like it. Looks like they're going to be real patient on the offensive end and settle for a layup only.
Left side to Sammy Hosher. Back out top to Heidi Rethman. Rethman dribbles. Passing on the right. There's Hosher firing a three and got it. Oh, they say it's only a two.
We'll take it.
Wow. Hosher with a two-point basket. That gives her 8 points now on the night. Here's a three by Paige Fortkamp. Won't go. Bounces around, and they're going to call a foul on Mara Pearson.
That is terrible.
From behind. Mara Pearson gets called for a foul. We'll walk to the other end and shoot some free throws down here. Now is the score. Lady Indians just can't get enough offense tonight here. Heidi Rethman at the line for Marion Local puts it up and it's good. That gives her 12 points on the night. She'll have one more. Down to 2:21. That's all that's left in this game. This one's up and good again. Well, do we have one last run at them?
I hope so.
Kiki Wendell brings it across. Yep. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Mara Pearson on the outside. Over to Kiki Wendell. There's Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling, stopping, passing on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Back outside to Allie Vaughn. Lady Indians down by 10. We got to do something here. Paige Fortkamp right side to Mara Pearson. Allie Vaughn right side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki will fire a two-point shot and got it. Kiki Wendell, a total now of 10 points on the night for Kiki, and we have timeout. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
At the hangar at Marion Local, 38-30 the score. Lady Indians down by 8. Here's a long pass to Hosher, who scores. That was Hosher, Sammy Hosher. They burned the Lady Indians on the football pass down the court. Here's Paige, Fortkamp up no good, rebound, battled Kiki Wendell. Kiki on the outside. Gun it, Kiki, gun it.
Right.
Here's Brenna Holman with the ball.
We've got to shoot.
Mara Pearson. Brenna Holman. Back to Mara Pearson. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Paige dribbling, passing to Whitley Rammel.
We're just running offense right now.
Rammel, or I should say Brenna Holman inside. It's over to Whitley Rammel, up no good. Rebound Marion Local. And this game is just about over. It's a 10-point lead, and we do not have the ball. 10-point lead, 40-30, with 1:06 to go in the game, and Marion Local just got fouled, and they'll be at the line. Sammy Hosier will go up there. Rob Weaver here, Darian Sheffer. Just can't get enough offense tonight.
We cannot.
Hosier puts it up and in. It gives her a total now of 11 points. She'll have one more coming here. And it's good again. 12 points now. Kiki Wendell on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Back out top to Vaughn, and there's Brenna Holman driving and missing. Rebound, Marion Local. And boy, we're down by 12 and in deep trouble now with less than a minute to go in the game. There is a timeout by Marion Local. Timeout, Lady Flyers, 44 seconds to go. Fort Recovery down by 12, 42-30. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
At the hangar at Marion Local. Not the game you wanted to see tonight, Darian. Doggone it.
Not at all. And the Indians kind of dug themselves in a hole in the first half, which always hard to come back against Mac's team in the second half.
Trailed by 8 at halftime, 21-13. I think we had a 12-point deficit in there somewhere?
Yeah, at one point, and the closest we got was 5 points, but we had multiple chances to, in the first half even, to cut it down to what it was, but we just couldn't quite do it.
And we are down by 12 now, 42-30. Action back in here. Marion Local puts it in play into Heidi Rethman. She'll be fouled. Oh, they say it went off of Rethman, and Fort Recovery gets the ball back.
Uh-oh.
Rethman kind of moved her elbows around and lost control of the ball, and it went off her body. Here's Brenna Holman back to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling, goes in, puts it up, and got it. Allie Vaughn scores. Timeout, Fort Recovery. And let's see, for Allie, that is number 7 on the night tonight. 7 points for Allie Vaughn. Timeout is called. We'll just keep it right here.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, the two boys teams get together, Marion Local and Fort Recovery. That ought to be a dandy game.
That should be a good one.
We'll be there to bring you the game on the radio at 100.9 on the FM dial tomorrow night and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Jay County got canceled out of the weekend again because a third time this year they've had COVID.
I did see that today. Very unfortunate.
So that frees us up to follow Fort Recovery. So we'll be at the Fortside Fieldhouse tomorrow night. Here comes the inbound pass for Marion Local. Fort Recovery pressing full court. And the ball is loose, and Marion Local just throws it up for grabs, and Hosier comes down with it. She's going to be fouled by Allie Vaughn, and that is the end of the game for Allie. She will foul out with 24 seconds to go, but no big deal because we're not going to get back in this one.
Nope.
Kiki Wendell leads us with 10, I believe. Sammy Hosier at the free throw line for Marion Local, and she misses the free throw. He will have one more. IU and Purdue on the other station will just join IU and Purdue when this game is over. Brenna Holman down the left to Mara Pearson. Lost the ball. Couldn't hang on to it. Marion Local comes up with it, and they're just going to run out the clock. That's going to be it. Probably your final score, 42-32. Marion Local wins a big conference game over the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery. And the hopes of repeating as conference champion probably just went down the drain.
Yep, probably.
Final score, 42-32. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians fall to the Marion Local Lady Flyers.
Hats off to Marion Local, though. A very nice team.
Darian, thanks for helping out tonight.
Yes, sir. No problem. Always a pleasure, Rob.
Going to be at the fort tomorrow night?
If I can get in, I can. I will be there if I can get in.
Okay. We'll be back to wrap up the game in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Well, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians fall to the Marion Local Lady Flyers tonight by a final score of 42-32. Fort Recovery trailed at the first quarter 12-9, trailed 21-13 at the half. 28-23 was the third quarter score, and again 42-32 was the final. Fort Recovery was led by Kiara Wendell with 10 points tonight on five twos. Adding 7 points was Paige Fortcamp. She had two twos and a three. And 7 points for Allie Vaughn. Allie had a three, a two, and also two out of two at the free throw line. 4 points for Whitley Rammel. 2 points for Brenna Holman and Mara Pearson. Again, 32 points for the Lady Indians. 42 for the victorious Lady Flyers from Marion Local. They were led by Heidi Rethman with 13. Sammy Hosier had 12. 11 for Molly Winter. 4 points for Lindsey Koenig and 2 for Alana Pullman. Again, 42 points for Marion Local, 32 for Fort Recovery. Marion Local improves to 12-2 on the year. They are now, I think they are 5-1 in the league. Fort Recovery's second loss of the year in the league. We dropped to 4-2. And chances of winning the conference this year got a lot slimmer with this tough loss tonight. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery lost to Marion Local 41-25. We had an excellent first quarter, outscoring Marion Local 10-4. But the second quarter was a disaster as Marion Local outscored Fort Recovery 16-0. And Marion Local led 20-10 at the half. After three, it was 37-17. And the final was 41-25. Marion Local beating our Lady Indian Junior Varsity. It was...
listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.